The American Cancer Society has given New York State a mixed report card when it comes to cancer prevention. The group says the most glaring shortcoming is the lack of adequate investment in tobacco prevention programs. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
The American Cancer Society, in its annual report card, finds the state underspends on tobacco prevention programs. While the Centers for Disease Control recommends New York invest over $250 million in anti-smoking and other efforts, the state spends just 16% of that amount, or $41.5 million. The group's Blair Horner says with the state's cigarette taxes generating $3 billion in revenue a year, the resources are there to expand the programs.
There is plenty of money in the system to fund this program. It's just a question of political will.
The state's health department issued a written response saying they continue to operate effective, evidence-based programs that help people quit smoking and prevent others from starting. And they say in the last 10 years, use of tobacco products by high school students has declined by a third and middle school students by half. The Cancer Society will lobby for more funding in Governor Cuomo's next budget. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.